those poor brothers in our country now, they are going through difficulties. And this being engineered from the back by the kuffar. All this fitna and fasad that we see coming, xenophobia now in the xenophobia form, this is engineered. And there are different reasons for it, which is available, you can see in some of the internet, is there to, we do not want to go into details as far as it's concerned. But definitely, this is engineered by the kuffar of the world. But we are Muslim, why must we worry? First and foremost, whatever assistance we can give these poor people in these conditions, it is our duty to give it to them. Whatever it is, whether it be material, whether it be moral support, whether it be making representation to the government that what is this happening in our country, whatever we can do, we should do. And also we should remember, do not think it is happening to them, it cannot happen to us. Today it is our brothers have come from foreign countries. They are in the front line. When we fear for them, then it will be our local brothers that will be, then they will want to attack them too because of the plan of the kuffar to create and disrupt it all. The life that is there. And the real target in the end is Iman and Islam. Because they want people to follow a religion that a person must feel what is right, he must do, what is wrong, he mustn't do. Each one must have the right to believe what he wants to do and to do what he wants to do. That is what they call Azadi. Azadi is his concern. Awargi and Azadi. That is what they want to introduce in this world. So in these conditions, first and foremost, lot of istighfar and tawbah. Number two is this, stay away from every sort of haram. Number three is our mothers and sisters and houses too. Let us start off whatever little khatam we can make. And also to see if we are doing anything wrong in our houses to make istighfar and tawbah. Ta'aleem in our houses. Everybody should get the zikr and askar should be made. Durood Sharif should be read. Salatun Tunjina is very, very effective. Every house should read Salatun Tunjina. At least 1,000 times if we are 5 or 6 in a family, if we read it 200 times, 1,000 times is very, very easy. 200 times each. The barakat of the Durood Sharif will be there. Allah will remove the difficulties. Allah will change the heart of the oppressors. Allah Ta'ala will change the heart of the zalimeen. Then Allah Ta'ala himself will destroy the zalimeen from such sorrows we cannot even imagine. Did not Allah Ta'ala destroy Firaun? Did not Allah Ta'ala destroy Karun and Haman? Did not Allah Ta'ala destroy Namrud? Did not Allah Ta'ala destroy Abu Jahl? All these are big kuffar of their particular time, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. But we have to get the help of Allah. How Allah destroys them, that Allah Ta'ala will know. But we have to see that we adopt the right method. Our relationship with Allah Ta'ala will fix. Stay away from every sort of guna. Make sustained istighfar. So our mothers, sisters in our houses too. In our masajid also, we should start at least Yasin Khatam and make dua for the conditions. Today it's happening in Durban, tomorrow it can happen here. And there's a lot of talk about that also happening now in different times in that. So Allah grant us tawfiq, we have brothers. So first and foremost is our istighfar and tawbah. Number two is dua. Dua is such a powerful weapon that takes some time out and make dua for our hidayah too, for our conditions too, for the condition of our children too. And remember the cell phones that we give our children, the internet, we are giving them a piece to go into Jahannam. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, the misuse of it first will be questioned. Then of course the dua, the khatams at home to, khatam in the masjid to, and then whatever moral support we can give our brothers who are in difficulty, who are facing these challenges, to give them tasalli, moral support, whatever representation that we can make to the government, etc. We will make those sort of representations. And of course, after all, a mu'min does not lie. We should take our precautions to. Allah says, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمَ اسْتَطَعْتُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِرْرِبَانِ الْخَيْلِ. That when this condition come about, خُدَانَ خَاسْنَا. If something happens of vicinity, what to do? We should get, and the planning should be done to. Allah Ta'ala forbid if something happens, then how to help each other, how to plan, how to protect our honor, the honor of our daughters, our sisters, to protect our wealth, that is halal wealth, is also a fariza upon our fariza. So all these things will be taken, and that can only be done collectively. It can't be done individually. First and foremost, it starts with istighfar and tawbah. Secondly, our relationship with Allah Ta'ala is fixed up. Thirdly, give sadaqah. Fourthly, in our houses and our masajid khatams that we have, whether it be Ayat-e Kareema or whatever, or Khatm-e Khajran or Durood Sharif, whatever it is, those khatams should start off in our houses, and also physically also get ready, make have a mushura committee made. Khudana khasa, if something happens, then how we will get together and how we will protect ourselves. Because we know very well the condition of police in this country, or police condition of the army, we know. And when these things happen, they sit back. In fact, they instigate these things. In that condition, it depends necessary for us to take whatever precautions we have. Many, many poor shops have been burned. Many shops in Soweto, etc. They serve the people. The shops are lying closed. They are being looted too. We must see whatever we can do, inshallah. Allah protect them. Allah protect us too.